I give you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means hurt you, and I will never, never desert you. For lo, I am with you forever and ever. And if you say,
Word of Faith Netcast. This is Dr. Bill Bailey, and I'm glad you could join us for another Netcast. Now, you may say, Dr. Bill, the Netcast looks different this week. Well, it ought to. We've got our new HD camera that we've been believing for a very, very long time. I'd say almost a year that we've had our faith out there for an HD camera. Some of you have contributed toward it, and I appreciate that. It's a blessing, and we're looking for vast improvements in the quality of our video and our audio. We now have a lavalier mic that I like the way it works with the camera, and so I believe we are on track for getting our technology into shape, into good condition, like it should be, praise the Lord. Now, we want to pick up where we did last week. Last week we were talking about the spirit of faith, and I want to pick up pretty much where we left off last week talking about the spirit of faith, because the spirit of faith is something that is caught, it's not taught. You remember we made that point last week. The spirit of faith is something that you catch by being around other believers of like precious faith. Now, where are you around believers of like precious faith? Well, obviously, we're talking about church, we're talking about meetings, like Brother Copeland's Believers Conventions and his Copeland Family Conventions and things along that line. We're talking about special meetings. We're talking about camp meetings. We're talking about rubbing shoulders with believers. Amen? Those that do have like precious faith that come together and receive from the Word of God. And you can extend that. Now, I believe that you've got to, like I say, kind of rub shoulders. You've got to be around people of faith and receive from them. And you know, we brought up the scripture that talks about iron sharpens iron, how when you're around other believers that you sharpen one another, you talk about spiritual things, you talk about things of the spirit, and therefore you get sharper in those areas. And I think that's a great metaphor. I think that really describes what we're after, what we're looking at when we talk about this particular part of the Christian life of coming together. But there are other ways that we can join together, and several of those ways include internet television, like we're doing right here through the Netcast, and Word of Faith Radio, of course. And you know I was going to mention Word of Faith Radio. It's near and dear to my heart, and there's some exciting things that are happening. We're about to have some actual broadcast stations join us on Word of Faith Radio. Pastor John Hamill up in Massachusetts is already has gotten the broadcast equipment, and there's just a few more things need to be accomplished there, and he'll start broadcasting to his area the Word of Faith Radio signal and programming, and it's going to be great when that happens. And then we got word of a church down in Florida that's interested in getting the equipment and starting to use the Word of Faith Radio signal to broadcast to their area. Now, you say, well, what does that have to do with the spirit of faith? Well, we're all coming together. We're all speaking the same thing. And when we come together, even over radio or internet television, regular broadcast television, it's still a means of Christians coming together for a cause, coming together because we need to be accomplishing what God has for us to accomplish in these last days. Now, as I've said before in our teaching, this is the last of the last days. We're entering into the end of the end times. And we need to start getting serious about the things of God. some of you wonder why I get so excited about the netcast and the equipment and doing all these things, because it's part of me fulfilling what God has for me to do in these last days. Proclaim the word of faith, be a showcase of ministries, train people to fulfill the word of God. And it's amazing to me how God is bringing that vision to pass so clearly. Proclaiming the word of faith, hey, that's the radio program and the netcast. Showcasing ministries, I don't know of any better way to describe what we're doing with Word of Faith Radio. Brother Harold and Sister Peggy up there in Maiden, North Carolina, and all the good work that they're doing, and the part that I can play in that from a technical aspect, that's showcasing all these different ministries that are Word of Faith ministries that are preaching the Word of Faith in these last days, and then training people to fulfill the Word of God. There's some exciting things coming in that arena as well, and I'd probably be getting way ahead of myself to mention it, but I'm going to just give you a few little hints. You know, I love to do that. I love to just give you just a little hint of what's coming. We're going to be involved in a university online through the internet. Wow. Now, talk about bringing together the technical aspect of my background and the educational aspect of me having a PhD in theology through Life Christian University, and all of these things coming together, converging to become what I believe will be a tremendous fulfillment of the third aspect of the vision, which is to train people to fulfill the Word of God. It will be training, and it will be a training platform in order to get that done. Don't go getting ready to sign up just yet, all right? We're a little ways off from that. We're just in the planning stages of starting that and getting it done, but I am already very enthusiastic about it and working toward that now, doing a lot of the technical work and a lot of the other work, and of course there'll be course development. There's just so many things. But all of that is in motion to help train people to fulfill the Word of God in these last days. Again, nothing's more important than getting the word out in these last of the last days. That's what we're here for. If it weren't for that, we'd just go home and be with the Lord. I mean, you know, what else is there? Praise the Lord. But we've got a job to do, and we've got to do that job to the best of our ability and to the best technical ability that we have as well. So, man, I'm thrilled at what God has for us and what's going to be happening in very short order. In this time, praise the Lord. Now, on this topic of the spirit of faith, we having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed, therefore have I spoken, we also believe, and therefore speak. Just as Paul, Barnabas, all those that were with him, preached the word of faith. We know they did because Romans chapter 10, Paul said himself in verse 8, he said, what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. The word of faith is what we preach. We preach, as he did, the word of faith. Now, as he preached and spoke and taught, so we preach and speak and teach. Amen? Praise the Lord. Get my tenses right there. We have the same spirit of faith they did. Therefore, we preach with the same spirit of faith that they did. If you notice that Paul always said, pray for me that I may speak with boldness the word of God. Well, in the same way, we desire that you pray for us, that we speak with boldness the uncompromised word of faith. This is not a time to pull back from teaching the word of faith. This is a time to advance. Now, I know the Word of Faith message has come under a tremendous amount of criticism through the years. I know people have said, oh, that's all passed away. We're not doing that anymore. We're into this or that or the other message. But this is the message that Paul said he preached. The Word of Faith message is the message of the New Testament. The Word of Faith message is the message that Jesus wants us to preach. It is the good news gospel. Jesus said, go into all the world and preach the gospel, the word of God, the good news to all nations, praise the Lord. And that's what we want to do. That's what we're all about. That's why I'm right here on this netcast going out around the world on internet television. You say, well, Dr. Bill, what do you mean internet television? Well, this very thing you're watching right here on the website, maybe you're watching on the WFM.org website. Maybe you're watching through Miro, which is another means by which this netcast goes out. Maybe you're watching through Blueberry, which is another means. iTunes, there's all kinds of venues that we're on, and they literally go around the world. We have had reports from people all around the world. India, Pakistan, England, Ireland, all these different places come to mind that I've heard from that people have caught the netcast. How are they doing it? They're doing it through the modern technology of the internet. Now, I'm a firm believer that in these days, these last days, we know the scripture says that knowledge shall increase. Well, one way that knowledge is increasing is in this information technology, this means we have to reach the world. And it's through this means that we have to reach the world that we need to be excelling. We need to be bold. We need to be stepping out in these areas. Again, that's why I'm so enthusiastic about Word of Faith Radio and the mission that it is and what it's doing. The listenership to that is growing day by day by day. Come this March of 2010, Word of Faith Radio will have been on one continuous solid year, and the listenership is just growing and growing and growing. The netcast has been on even longer than that, and it is going to continue to grow in listenership and viewership, and the message is just getting out, and it's getting out through this means. Now, here's what I want you to consider as far as this ministry is concerned, Word of Faith Ministries. There are those of you who are excited about this vision. You're excited about the technology like I am. You're excited about the HD message that we have now, that we have the netcast in HD, all of these different things, because you're just really excited about what God's doing in some of these areas. I want you to consider becoming a partner with us. Now, I'm not talking about, you know, hey, send me all your money kind of thing. That's not what I'm about. I'm talking to specific people, certain people that are watching and listening right now, that you just feel a prompting. You need to join Dr. Bill with Word of Faith Ministries in getting this message out, because it's important to reach the whole world with this Word of Faith message. And so I encourage you to pray about that. And if you want to become a partner with this ministry, all you got to do is go to our website, wofm.org, click on the link there for donations, and you'll be able to contribute through the internet. Again, using this exciting new technology we have of the internet to help us reach the world with the gospel. There's so many things that we need to do, so many things we need to prepare for as we start making some of these bold steps to preach the word of faith. It's just exciting to see what God's got for us. And we're going to be working in conjunction with a lot of different ministers and a lot of different ministries to get this done. So, you know, don't think it's just Dr. Bill. It's not me. It's not about me. It's about the message of the Word of Faith. I am for getting the Word of Faith message out around the world to as many people as possible, as soon as possible, no matter who's doing it. Praise the Lord. For that reason, I'm a partner with Brother Kenneth Copeland and Kenneth Copeland Ministries. And, of course, our local church, Faith and Victory Church in Greensboro, North Carolina, involved in that as well. And that church is reaching the world with messages, audio messages, every week and through Word of Faith Radio as well. Pastor Ed is on Word of Faith Radio. So there's just all of this coming together. And see, that's the thing. The spirit of faith is an attitude, a winning attitude of faith. And we need to take this spirit of faith, this spirit of boldness, this excited message of good news, the good news gospel, we need to take it to the world. And we need to do everything that we can do to do that. So I'd encourage you to pray along those lines. Amen. We having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed, and therefore have I spoken. We also believe, and therefore speak, knowing. See, we know something. Knowing that he which raised up the Lord Jesus with that resurrection power of God will raise up us also by Jesus and shall present us with you. Praise the Lord. So we need to do what we have at hand to do, and that's reach the world with the gospel. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, hasn't been a very long netcast, but I just wanted to take this time to introduce you to the new equipment, the fact that we've got some things happening, and basically just give you a little quick taste of what's coming. And we'll get into more as we go along. In the meantime, I want you to write me here at Word of Faith Ministries. My address is P.O. Box 5213-5213, High Point, North Carolina. The zip code 27262. You can also write me at my email address, which of course is drbill, D-R-B-I-L-L, at wofm.org. As I always say, go to the website, wofm.org. Take advantage of all the great things we've got there to help you and to bless you, and spread the word of all the things that are available right here on the website for those of you and your families and friends and people all around the country, people you know all around the world that can benefit from the message of the Word of Faith. Join us next week, and remember until then to fulfill the Word of God.